Big week at the Smolin house. My wonderful daughter, Sarah, got married. And consequently, this week's PeteCast will be shorter than normal. But of course, no less important or practical. Well, recently I found an article that I felt had some wisdom that you, as a parent, need to hear and incorporate into your parenting knowledge base. The article discussed how parents can optimize their ability to measure liquid medications and accurately deliver those medicines to their children. Measuring medication volumes is a skill that you as a parent must use often and one you want to do precisely. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this important installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's Portable, Practical Pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Okay. You're probably wondering, why is it so important to measure medications accurately for your children? Because these are biologically active ingredients that cause physical changes in your child's metabolism. That's why, of course, you only want to cause the changes that you want, right? If that is lowering their body temperature, let's do it correctly. If it's changed the bacteria that is growing in their nose and ears, let's make sure we get that peak antibiotic blood value where it needs to be in order to maximize effectiveness. Not any higher, not any lower than necessary. And the correct dose will hopefully minimize the chance of an untoward side effect. A lot of effort and energy has gone into determining the exact right dose for your child's weight and size, so you need to do your part and make sure you follow the directions. But be alert to a poorly written prescription. If your child's prescription is written to be given at a certain number of teaspoons of medication, ask your child's pediatrician or practitioner why they are still writing prescriptions that way. Our grandparents' doctors wrote prescriptions using teaspoon measurement in 1950. This method is very outdated, inaccurate, and old-fashioned. He or she needs to move into the 21st century if they're going to prescribe. Well, in the past decade, there has been a concerted effort to write all prescriptions with metric directions. In fact, English measurements are generally passé in medicine. The British make great fish and chips, but I'm sorry, the English system of measurements is just not accurate enough for your children. Remember, the English system of measurement is the same one that confused us with the measure of ounces. That can be either a volume measurement or a weight measurement. Go figure that one out. So let's move past this chapter in history. You all learn metric volumes and weights in elementary school. Put that education to work. Make your fifth grade teacher proud of you. Milliliters and milligrams is the system that hip, modern parents use. It's the one for you. Okay, now back to that article I told you about in the introduction. It was actually written in 2008, and the authors looked at different methods parents were using to measure medications and which was the most accurate, a spoon, a dropper, a measuring cups, or oral syringes. Well, as I said before, spoons are totally out for measuring medications that are given to children because they are totally inaccurate. As this article pointed out, the volume of a teaspoon can vary from 1.5 milliliters all the way to 9 milliliters, a six-fold difference with the same measurement of one teaspoon. Don't even think about getting out a spoon to give your child a medication. Well, interestingly, most parents in the study prefer to use either a measuring cup, a graduated measuring cup, or an oral syringe. And here's the big conclusion from the study. Parents got the dose right much more often by using the oral syringe than they did when they used the oral graduated dose cup to give their children medications. And the difference was very significant. Parents who used the syringe got the dose accurately measured 5 times more often than parents using a dose cup. There's a lesson here. Syringes, accurate. And cups with graduated measurements, much less so. Take note. So these are the important things I want you to remember from this PEDcast. Think metric. Spoons are great for making peanut butter suckers, but not for measuring medications. Let's get the dose measured and delivered as accurately as possible. This is important since all medications have a correct dose. Too little and they're ineffective. Too much and they can be toxic. And this study showed in the practical world, a syringe is the easiest way and best way for parents to measure and give accurate doses of medications to their children. Parents find measuring medication volumes a difficult skill. Please don't hesitate to ask your pharmacist or your physician for help if you have any questions about how to measure your child's medication dose. I know it can be confusing, but it is important to get it right, especially with those smaller infants. And finally, a practical pearl from Doc Smo that was not addressed in this study, but equally important. In my experience, the common overdose situation that I've encountered happens when one parent administers a dose of medication unbeknownst to the other parent, and accidentally, 2 doses are administered instead of 1. The right dose may have been given by each parent, but has been given inadvertently 2x. Don't let that happen in your family. If you enjoy learning about pediatrics with PEDcasts, spread the word. You can do this by liking the Doc Smo Facebook page, sharing episodes you like with friends and family, or writing a short review on iTunes. Oh, and of course, don't forget to send me your comments at www.docsmo.com and subscribe to my podcast. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host, hoping you don't come unhinged the next time you get out a medication measuring syringe. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.